Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Avi Meyer. Avi is a friend. He happens to be a massive fan of South Africa. I shouldn't be telling you this, but whenever he needs to get away, Cape Town is his place of choice just to get away from it all. But he also spends his days and his life in the on the front lines fighting the negative propaganda and the stereotyping and the labeling of Israel. Avi, a very, very good morning. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.
Good morning to you.
So it's first of all, let's just start with the most important thing is, how are you? Because when I was following you last night, you at one stage thankfully found your cat, but had to take refuge in order to avoid the violence and the missiles being shot from Gaza.
Yeah, it's been a tension-filled 24 hours for many Israelis. I'm quite fortunate. I live in a part of Israel that is not generally targeted by rocket attacks. But as you confirmed yesterday, several rockets were indeed fired towards Jerusalem, where I live. I heard the air raid sirens. I had to huddle in a corner of my apartment as I heard explosions several miles away. But the far more serious situation is what's happening now in the southern part of Israel, which is coming under an incessant barrage of rockets from Gaza. Just a short while ago, a rocket hit a residential building in the city of Ashkelon. Four members of an Israeli family were hurt. The father is in serious condition, the mother is in moderate condition, and two children aged 6 and 12 have been lightly hurt. They're just some of the many Israelis who've been affected by this over the past 12 to 24 hours, and we all hope that it will end soon, but unfortunately it doesn't appear as though that's the case.
I was debating this point a little bit earlier. The confusion and misdirection perhaps around the situation in Jerusalem with regard to the eviction, what was going on at the mosque, all of that had swayed the opinion of Israel under current circumstances quite negatively. What would Hamas have gained? What do you think they gained by capitalizing on that, but at the same time risking moving public opinion and sympathy and sentiment back to Israel?
Well, Hamas is in a complex situation. There are those who've said that the recent round of violence is actually tied to the now yet again postponed Palestinian elections, which were to have taken place and are now being pushed off yet again. It's true that Hamas does not have a particularly strong presence in the West Bank or Jerusalem, which is why it sought to inflame tensions, get people more excited about its murderous agenda, and it looks as though that may indeed have succeeded. You've seen Palestinians on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and elsewhere waving Hamas flags, chanting Hamas slogans. So in that regard, it seems to have achieved its goal. But of course, as usual, Hamas's goals are generally achieved at the cost of Palestinian lives, and that certainly seems to be the case today.
Yeah, so it's likely to get worse before it gets better?
Unfortunately, yes. The Israelis have already given this operation a name. It's called Operations Guardian of the Walls, which is, of course, a reference to the walls of Jerusalem. And when the Israeli military gives something a name, that is an indication that it's not going to end anytime soon. The firing of rockets at Jerusalem, which, of course, is both Israel's capital and its most populous city, is not a small matter. It is a dramatic escalation, and Israel cannot help but respond. And so it looks like we are in for several long days of violence. I can only pray that innocent civilians on both sides are not hurt, but of course, responsibility for this entire affair lies squarely on the shoulders of the Palestinians, particularly of Hamas and other terrorist organizations who have done nothing but inflame tensions in this region over the past month.
How do you deal with the constant barrage on social media? You have an enormous following. You've got to be targeted with all the negativity and hate. How do you not become despondent and defeated by what is really a tsunami? And in fact, I'm just seeing messages from listeners saying they tuned into other radio stations, South African radio stations, at 8 a.m. just to hear how they were reporting, and they're shocked in terms of the level of bias in mainstream media here in South Africa. So it's happening across mainstream media. It's happening on social media. How do you personally deal with this?
Honestly, I've been dealing this for so long that I've come to just tune out the haters. You're right. It is constant. It is a barrage of hate and vitriol that I and many others who are active in this realm are subjected to on a regular basis. I just tune them out. I realize that it's just noise, and I'm not trying to get to those people. I know that their minds won't be changed. I'm trying to get to those whose minds have not yet been formed, whose opinions are not yet set on the situation here in Israel, who could be swayed by a calm, cool demeanor and strong, irrefutable facts, and that's what I try to put out there. So that's my approach, and it always has been, and it will continue to be as well.
And an amazing job that you do. Avi Meir, thank you for chatting to us. Thank you for bringing us perspective. If you don't follow Avi Meir on Twitter, well, you're making a mistake. Go and do that, because that is where you're going to, what you're going to get. Avi, before I let you go, one of the things that often worries me is, when people respond on Twitter, people who are supportive of Israel respond on Twitter, but maybe become a little bit more aggressive and offensive. Would you recommend that if you aren't able to deal with the issue around facts, deal with things calmly, that it is best not to get involved? Or is that important anyway, that those voices are heard?
I agree entirely. I think that those people who feel that they can't handle the heat should stay out of the kitchen. Certainly monitor the situation or read what's happening on Twitter and elsewhere. But if you feel that you're getting too emotionally invested to the point where you might lash out in an unhelpful way, it's best not to say anything at all. Retweet those individuals who are able to maintain their composure. Make sure that you stick to the facts. That's the only way we're going to win this fight.
Yeah, and I must tell you, Avi, I use you a lot, because very often you say things exactly how I would have hoped to have said them, which is why then I retweet some of your stuff, and I do think that is a useful thing to do as well. Avi Meir, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.